You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Shin Mem Gimel, or Chaim, Dinei Katan B'Shabbos, which is really the makar of the halacha, so what we call loisachilim. Loisachilim means they're not allowed to make a katan do an issa. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it means you have to stop. Now, it's not to a father. Stop. Right? You're not allowed to, whether you have to stop a child from doing an issa, or whether it means you're not allowed to make a katan do an issa. Okay? So we paskin that basically, again, it's not chinuch. Chinuch could be different things. But you're not allowed to make a cotton do an issa. Right? You can't go over the cotton and here's a piece of chazira.
The velus.
What?
The velus.
No, oh, the velus. Okay. So a kaponim, or even say to the kids, so how's, Mr. Greenberg's son to you? And he's, you know, is he treating you nice? And he says, Lashon Hara. You're making the kids say Lashon Hara, right? You're not allowed to do that. Now, again, now it's chinuch. So Ramat says, all of a sudden, over there, cotton shehikah la'aviv, a cotton that hit his father, or yavar shar averis bekatnusa, he did other averis when he was a child, afapi she'ain tzarech tshuva shehikah, mekomakam toiv loy, shekabal atzwa ezedavar le'tshuva ulekapara. Afapi, she'avar koidim shenasa ba'arinshin. Piskei Mari, meaning the Truma Sadesh. Or a child should do should best to do tshuva and kapara on an avera that he did. Meicha Teisi brings a Truma Sadesh. Truma Sadesh quotes a Rashi. There's a din in the Gemara called Dine de Garmi. Dine de Garmi means where a person didn't destroy the etzem. What? We didn't destroy the etzem chayfitz. He didn't come over to you and destroy your chayfitz, but rather destroyed something that because of that, you can't get what's coming to you. For instance, you burn a shtar, right? You destroy a shtar. The person still owes you $100. Reuven owes Shimon $100. Right? Shimon has the shtar. And you go over and you burn the shtar. Reuven still owes $100. Reuven's an honest person. He's going to pay $100. You didn't make him lose, but you cause him a loss because what happens now? He can't collect. He comes to Reuven, and Reuven's wife says, where's your shtar? So I don't have a shtar. So okay, I'm not giving you. That's called garmi, from the word grumba. It's a direct cause. That's a machloikis. So Gemara says over there, Rabbi Ashi, have you uved that it was a maisa? Kafia rafram le Rabbi Ashi, va'agvile kishura tzatzalma. That Rafram forced Rav Ashi to pay for Dina de Garmi, right? And he went ahead and he took like the best from him, like the beam from his house. Zokt Rashi. Shesarav shtar chaveru beyaldusei. When he was a child, he burned somebody's star. Thinks Rav Ashi should have burned somebody's star. He must have done the cotton. So, state nagosa shvi over here, that you see from over here, that if a cotton does an aveira, that you should try to go ahead and have tshuva kapar, pay it back. Right? That's what you see from this gemara. That's the makar of this. That's one raya. Okay? That's the Truma Sadeshin, who's quoting the agosa shvi, which is based on Rashi in the gemara. So here you see that you have to pay back. You have to do the second raya.
Hesed can be different, though.
Why?
Hesed can be different. It's not just made out of
mukhan. Okay, good. But Lamay says you see such a. I mean, that's not so hard to say. It's. Therefore, we take it and say it's a general din. The Magen Avraham also says a different raya. You look at the Magen Avraham. V'hochi aminin b'sanhedrin nun heyom ebeis tokola ika. Koloin leka, one line. So the Magen Avraham, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara has a shy like this. We know there's a behema near Vaz. If somebody, Rechman Salon, is reveya a behema, so the Torah says you killed the behema, right? You killed the behema gets killed. So the Gemara has a shy like this. Bo minei merav sheshes. Oiva kachovim abala behema, mahu. A part of the din of Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach is a rayas, and in a rayas, it's a general, that doesn't mean just one error, it means a few error. One of them is revi of a behema. A goy is muzah revi of behema. The Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. Gemara later on. So the Gemara is a shaila. Do you kill the behema if a akum was ba al a behema? Why? Mau takala v'koloin beinin. You need takala and koloin. A mishap. I think that's how you pronounce it. Mishap. Like he did, a takala came about. In other words, this behema brought about a takala, and since he brought about a takala, right? So memela, you kill the animal, and by akum is also a takala. Therefore, you should kill. Or maybe it's also because you need koloin. It's embarrassing. The behema is walking around the shuk, and everybody's saying, "Oh, that's Yankel was revered. That's the behema." In Medrash, it says an interesting thing. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin later on. Zahom achloikis what the Eitz Hadas was. Chita, Te'ena, right? What? Esrog. So it says in Medrash Esrog, it says a few things. Wine, grapes, because Ein lecha davar shemevi yalala la'olam. Nowadays you see it. We've discussed that. That nowadays you see it. Unfortunately, the drinking has become really out of hand. But a koponim, the Reuven's looking like, well, I don't see it. Oh, you're right. Baruch Hashem. But those who know that there is. It's out of hand a little, more than a little. But a koponim, the Haka says, Meja says, one mandana says, we don't know what it is. Just like a behemoth in this scale, so people shouldn't point, oh, you know, you see that fruit? That's the fruit that Adam Rishon ate. Interesting. Right? So that's the Gemara Shai. So what is it? In other words, if it's Tekala, Ika, it's a Tekala by even by Yaakov. If it's Kaloin, Leka, why? Zokterashi, Darken Bekach. Shemirachim. Right? If those of you who learned Avodah the Zara, you know, if not this cycle, the last cycle, right? Up to the end. You remember? So there's in the second parak, it says you're not allowed to park a car where, not a car, they used to park animals in parking lots. It says not to park by a akum. Why? Choshed on revia that they're going to yoivul lifnei iver if you do that. Right? So darkum b'kach famous baishim doesn't bother them. Va'oid kolayim di du lochos. Maybe the Torah didn't care. Chos rachmana didn't care. To call it is. So that's the Gemara shayla. So Gemara has a shaka v'taya. Bring the Gemara a brayso toshma. Toshma. Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yom Echad. Somebody who's 9 years old. Yeah. Shmuel. Is it about the Gemara? All right. So, what is it? Shari politics now?
You're
being bored. Okay. So, anyway, Koponim, someone who's 9 years old, it's called a bia. A 9-year-old would be boil his sister, so even though he's potter, but she's chayv kare, so aishis ish. She's chayv misa. It's called a bia. Just like a 3-year-old girl is called bia. Under 9, it doesn't have a shame bia. So Mamela, the Brisa says, so Mamela, what's the din? Toshma ben tishra mecha bol yevim doi kano. Mitamak anido. Pois, you know, there's a din of if you boil anido, it's mitamiyu. But it's not a bia, but 9-year-old is a bia, it becomes possible. Behema gabim is beyach, right? There's the din of behema nevas is also as a carbon. So only nevas, 8-year-old is not, 9-year-old, yeah. Niskelis ayodo, the behema gets killed. Vimbal achas kolorais amuris betoy mumsai dega. In fact, what do you see from over here? That the 9-year-old had bia with the behema, niskelis ayodo. Vahacha koloin ika, it's embarrassing. Right, it's embarrassing because it's of course sof is yid or embarrassing with the mishpacha. I believe Rashi says, but a koponim. So the Gemara says it's a koloin to call a leka. Zok the Gemara, Mari de Gazach, to call a hu de ika ela de rachmanas rachmana chosale. It is a takala. An aveiru was done, but the Torah said he doesn't get punished. In other words, a 9-year-old aveiru is called a ma'isa aveiru. It's like the Magen Avraham. So you see, if it's called a Ma'aseh Aveira, you should do tshuva. That's the Magen Avraham's Raya. He's saying, if you're taking from here, if a, a, a kid ate chazer, he should do tshuva, hit his father. What happens if a one-year-old hits his father, right? He goes like this, he gets his father, makes him bleed, right? So he's saying, well, that's not called an avera, he has no das. That's what you're telling, basically.
Yeah.
Right. I heard B'Shem Rav Rudiman, maybe you could check it out. I don't know where he got it from. I read Kamat every sefer there is in the Gra. I don't recall such a Gra, but it said that one time the Gra's mother was holding one of the children. No, the Gra's mother was by him, she was Almana. And the Goyin was holding his son, and his son pulled his beard. And his mother laughed. She said, you did that when you were a child too, and he got, what? Maybe he made his father a chabura. He was a choyish, maybe he made his father a chabura, and he went to Golis because of that. That's what I heard B'Shem Rav Rudiman. So you can check that out, that story. I never saw him one of the Goyin's farm, as far as I remember. But anyway, Koponim, that's the second raya. The third raya is the Gra himself. It's a little small to see, but he brings a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Yashiyahu Melech was a brilliant person, and he was Dan Dinei Mamine, he was Dan Dinim in Bezdin.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And then at age 20, and then later on, he was Choyzer. He said he shouldn't have paskined, and he gave back, let's say he was Mechayev Ruvain to pay $100 to Shimon. He paid him back everything from age 7, 8 to 20. So why? He had to do tshuva on the very that he shouldn't have paskened shaylos. Okay? Those are the three rayas. So it's really what Tully is saying, but he's not saying it completely. So three big achreinim, the Divrei Mishpat, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and the Or Sameach are mechavan to the same. Each one coming from a different place, but the yisoid is the same. We've mentioned many, many times the Chassam Sefer. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim, he goes in Dinei Ben Noach. So he brings the Halacha Ben Noach Chayav Al Pachas Shabbatuta, which is a Gemara. Then the Rambam says the next, that's Perek Tes Halacha Tes. In Yud it says V'chein Chayav, excuse me, Al Eivim Min Achayav Bas Min Achayav Bekol Shu. In other words, the Rambam learned that the reason a Goy is Chayav, Ben Noach is Chayav Al Pachas Shabbatuta, is Shaloi Nitnu Shiurin Lis. It's a shear, and Akum Bnei Noach don't have a din shiurin. Shiurin was only given to Bnei Sol. Zok the Radvaz on the spot. He says Vadava Yadua, the kol shiurin Alach Ma'ite the Gemara Silka and Ervin. Well, Alach is Vadava Yadua Shekola the kol shiurin Alach Lamaish Mesinai Valach Mesinai Lo Nitna Elul Yisrael. Because he's learning the Pshat and the Rambam is because Allah Messina is only given, which means this has a very large effect. In other words, Rav, for instance, Rashi holds that Rav is a din in his Allah Messina. You find a piece of meat in the street, 9 kosher butcher shops, 1, so there's a din. You go after Rav, that you learn out from Allah Messina, according to Rashi. So the Prima Gadim declares, what if an Akum, a Ben Noach, finds a piece of meat in the street? 2 stores sell meat, and 1 sells Eivim and Achayich, right? So whatever it is, you know, they sell Eivim and Achayich over there. Do you go after Rav by an Akum? Because Allah Messina, Allah Nitna, and so forth, right? Which would be a problematic. Because, for instance, the Gemara says, I had this question, I found it later on in Rabitzel, and the Gemara says that a Akum is Yerush's father. Who's his father? The Gemara says, well, father, well, right, so you learn that from Rav. So if you don't say by Akum, how's the check? Dolden Yerush. Okay, according
to Lakula.
So what would be, but how could he take the money? Right? So what do you mean the Chumra? What's the Chumra over here? Okay, but I'm just bringing out the point. But anyway, that's the Rambam's sheet. Okay, fine. So in Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, there's a question there. Interesting, it doesn't have his name, but there was a Yid, Rabbi Yisachar Goldstein, who was a Gavra Rabba Ad Ma'id. He wrote a Sefer called Likutei Ha'aris. He was a Hungarisha, it's called Yeshivas Chuk Chassam Sefer in Yerushalayim. And he was a Yid, a Goyen, he knew thousands of Achreinim. So he wrote a sefer, an aris on the Chassam Sefer. He brings anybody talked about, you know, by the Ungarishas, Chasam Sofer, I think, I'm not saying that's not true, but Chasam Sofer is Kodesh Kadosh. What the Gra is in the Litvish world and the Baal Shem Tov Chazish world, Chasam Sofer in the Hungarish world. So over there he says it's the Maria Sad, and he proves it. That's a Miri Asad. Sometimes the Chasam Sofer left out names, and he is Megalosoid who it is, because it's known. And to him it was known, because he knew all these farm. So there was a Yid, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. The Hungarians have told me that I pronounce it wrong, it's Asad. Yehuda Asad. They do the accent on the first letter in Hungary. So he was a Meridik Goyen. Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld said that any Madregi reached, he was a Meridik Goyen, Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld, people don't know that. He was a Meridik Goyen. And he said it's because as a kid, he saw the Maria Asad. He said that was Mashpi on him. There's a famous picture of him. I think I once mentioned this, and Ben right away Googled it, right? and showed it. He's standing there. Unbelievable. You see, very frightening picture, holding a large Gemara. He was not alive. Some people took his body and put it up, and they sold it. They sold it because he was known to be a tremendous Heilig Yid. And they say terrible things. They didn't live out the year, the people who did it. So anyway, so he asked the Chasam Sofer, he was a younger man, he asked the Chasam Sofer the following question. Excuse me. The Rambam says in Perek Yud, the next Perek, Perek Yud Alacha Beis, La'olam ein onshin behen, you don't punish, la'kotten v'lo cheresh v'lo shayta, l'fi sheinu v'nei mitzis. That the la'kotten, la'shayta v'lo cheresh v'lo cotton is also potter by Ben Noach. So Maria Asad asked him, according to what the Tshuvas Arash says, where's this din of 13 come from? Bar mitzvah becomes the 13th, Mishnah. Where's it come from? So the Tshuva Rashi says it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, part of Din Shiur. And Rashi in Ovis is a shtickle mashu that way. It says Ben Yud Gimel Ben Shloshes El Mitzvahs. Rashi Epes says something over there with Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's mashu, but not exactly. But it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Din Shiurin. If Goyim don't have Shiurin, so how could it be a Din Katan by a Ben Noach? That was the Maria Satz question. So Chasam Sofer answered him, you're right. Of course you're right. It's true. But you're not, like Tuli said, you're not going to kill a one-year-old. A one-year-old that eats Evim Nachai, right? You're not going to kill him. The Teretz says it's subjective. You test the child. You see what kind of das he has. Good. By us, 13 is called a bar das. You can have a brilliant kid at 12. He's potter. You can have a kid mediocre at 13, right? And he's chayv in mitzvahs. Doesn't matter. Right? Or below mediocre, right? Or a regular simple kid, right? So the Chasam Sofer said, and in Tshuva he goes with this lalacha. I mean, Shem, next few weeks we'll talk about this, but he says the Chasam Sofer, there was a shaila there. I think it's by Pchor. Now I always say by Chometz. I recently looked it up. It's by Pchor, right? You know, people who have animals. What's the name again? Franklin Farm. So what does he do?
He sells
part of the animal, the ears, whatever. I don't know. Probably, I don't know. To a guy, in order to be bchar, shouldn't have a bchar, right? Somebody told me years ago there was a fella, he wanted to have a bchar, right? The whole problem is because you're playing around with kutchim. So he had a bchar, condition. He was guarding it, and then the inspector, the government inspector, come. And they looked at it. It's so fine, it's fine. And what they do, they put something into, they put a staple in the ear. Well, you have that. What do they do?
They sell the ears.
No, but what does the inspector do?
They put a tag in the ears.
Right. So made it into
the
mouth.
They put
it
in the
tags
in the ears.
That, right. That's what he told me. I heard this story before. The guy was... I'm going to do that. Because there is some...
The
what?
Also,
which is a problem. Okay, that we'll talk about also.
Yeah.
Okay, but a kaponim, so the Chasam Sofer, so they sold the part of the animal to this Zhlob of a Ben Noach, who called, right? And later on, they found out he's only 10 years old. So Chasam Sofer said, test him, see what is, hopefully he's not a Zhlob. But then he was a bar das. He said it's a mechira. So really, this is what Tuli is saying. So the Chasam Sofer is saying by Akum, there's a din of cotton. Let's say you have a 1 year old kid. You have your 1 year old kid who knows how to walk already, and he crosses. All of a sudden, you let go, and he crosses the 878. You're not going to go over and patch him because what does he know? A 5 year old, 4 year old, 3 year old, I don't know. You're going to patch him. Why? He has some kind of das. So the Chassam Sefer says a kid. He explains what das is exactly. It's not for us now. 7, 8 years old. A ben noach is already chayv. No, he'll get killed. That's the Chassam Sefer. You do the Chassam Sefer. Based on this Chassam Sefer, these are chreinim das. So meach, it's a chon and different mishpat. Say like this. They say in different nusach. We'll say two nuschos. How could it be that this 7-year-old child who's a ben noach is not allowed to steal? He's not allowed to eat evim menachai, right? But his counterpart, a 7-year-old Jewish kid, smart Jewish kid, then it's all right.
Mi'i kamidi.
So, sort of like a mi'i kamidi, even though you can hear a difference. Yes, Shua, what?
No, mi'i kamidi required by a katan.
So Shua is saying is there's a difference. They sort of touch it. Mi'i kamidi means the general issa can't be abortion is asa to them and to asa to muta. That's one of the mashalim Taisa says. Taisa says, where is it say anywhere you're not allowed to abort? It says if you kill a uber ben me'im or your potter. Akum achayv misa. The Teretz says, mi'i kamidi, it's still asa to us. You don't get misa, just like we don't get misa for gezel and favor and achay. Shua saying is, but this is a din cotton's potter. The other way they say it is, let's take the scenario of Matan Torah. You have these kids, right? Taisa says, Kama Ketanim is Gairu Besina. He says, there's a reality called Ger Katan, right? Gemara has a whole sugi Ger Katan. Taisa goes into it. Is it Shayach? Is not Shayach? The Rabbanan. But there's Zicha, a reality called Ger Katan. Kama Ketanim is Gairu Bar Sinai, Taisa says. That's his Lashon. So on that, these Achrenim say, so you have this 8-year-old child, he can't eat Eiv Menachai, he can't steal. All of a sudden becomes Jewish. Say, Mazel Tov, you're Yid now, go ahead and eat Eiv Menachai, go ahead and steal. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we went down in Kedusha. And therefore, must be, it's not only for that generation, it's forever. So these are Chorin Matayning, that a 7, 8-year-old has Isurim of a Ben Noyach. Therefore, they say, if you look at the three rayas, there are no rayas. Why? What were the three rayas? Rabashi burnt the shtar. That's Gezel. Gezel b'nei noyach have. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that a rayas, ben noyach have. The Goyin's wife from Yeshayahu Melech with Dinim Akum have. So all the three rayas that a cotton's aveira is called aveira are all in the realm of Zayin Mitzvah b'nei noyach. And since in the realm of Zayin Mitzvah b'nei noyach, you can't make it as a general rule to all other averus. That's what these achrayim say. Avada, the Mai says we have a Ramah, but that's what they say, you know, Papula Ba'alma, in order to answer certain things. Okay, so next week we'll go a little more into this. I'll leave you with the Kasha, because the Shagas Aryeh asked this Kasha, and it's not printed in any of his Sfarim, but many of the people after his generation quote him that they heard it. The Chassam Sefer said that he heard from his Rebbe Rab Nosson Adler that when the Shagasai was going, the Shagasai used to go in Golas, also used to go around from place to place. Anybody know what he used to carry with him? Not a Gemara, because he didn't have one. Even though Yechazit Shas, they say 1,000 times, right? He had a plate, because he was very makpin on Chodesh, so whenever you go to a place, he would not use other people's kelim to cook food. So you're doing. Some of the Shagasai used to walk around with a pot to cook food in. Follow the Gazach. Right? So the Chassam Sefer, and Rav Kivega says he heard also B'Shem the like this. What's the question? If you notice in the Rambam, where is it? The Rambam said like this, V'chein chayev al evin v'chay, v'al basim v'nachay. We have this two isurim. We said before, Sheva Mitzvahs doesn't mean only seven. Arayas, you have, I think, 6, 7 Arayas for Goy. You have the din of Gezel. Gezel includes, like the Rambam himself says, Goyin of Nefashas, Gezel, Koyvis Chas, Socher, Veskul Vechul. You have a lot of Yisurim, that include. So in Evim Lechai, there's two Yisurim. We have it also. As two separate Yisurim. Evim Lechai and Basim Lechai. What is Eva Menachai? Eva Menachai means it's a composed of Basar, Gidin, Vatsamas. A Chiddush, the Gemara says, a Chiddush, that you chayv on something that's Gidin Vatsamas. Usually, we know Vatsamas you're allowed to eat. That's no shal. What? Yeah, whatever it is. But the Vatsamas are not called Gidin Vatsamas, right? So now, even if you're nice and tam, but it's not enough of tam to be chayv, usually. So now, what's Basar Menachai? The Basar. Okay, so what are the two Yisroel very partial? To us, the Pshat is Azoy. If you eat a Gid, Aver, that's, let's call it Kazayis, exact Kazayis. It has Basar, a third, Gid, that doesn't have to be a third, but one third Kazayis Basar, one third Gid, and one third Tzamas. Okay, so you weren't over the Issa of Aver, of Basar Menachai, because you only have a third. Chatzishir maybe. Not maybe, Aver Chatzishir. But you're not Oivet Issa of Basar Menachai. Or, let's say you took a big piece, let's say, and it had in it a Kazayis, okay? So the person gets two Malkas. They tell him, listen, what you're eating now is Basar Menachai and Eivet Menachai. You're shaykh to get two Malkas. But by an Akum, Gamay Nafkamino, why? Says, you can't get two Mises anyway. And the difference, and every Eivet Menachai has in it Basar, Shir Vatsamas. And there's no Shir. And since there's no shear, automatically every Eivim Menachai is an Basar Menachai. So what I need a pasuk for Eivim Menachai if every Eivim Menachai includes in it Basar Menachai? That's the Shagasai's Kasha. The Chassam Sefer says that he heard this from his Rebbe, that the Shagasai was going through Pressburg, not Pressburg, Frankfurt, and he has to.
If you don't have Gidim Atzamas.
Okay, what?
If you don't have Gidim Atzamas, you would not be Mukhoy about Eivim Menachai.
You don't have
Gidin Vatsamas.
Right.
So then you need it when you have just a shtickle Basar Menachai.
Right. So what do you. So every Basar Menachai. Every Eivet Menachai is Basar Menachai.
No, but sometimes you have Eivet Menachai. If it doesn't have Gidin Vatsamas.
What is it?
Would not be Mekhoi about Eivet Menachai anymore.
Right. But you're even for Basar Menachai. So every Eivet Menachai is Basar Menachai automatically. If the Rambam would hold that this Shurin, which we'll see Tysus does hold from that, will be Medaik and Tysus, then that's the Nafkamina. Nafkamina is that he has to eat a kazayis.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.